as a competitor, everybody in here wants to play every snap, all the time, for probably 20 years. How do you say to yourself, you know what, like, let me just, what I get is what I get, I'm not going to be upset about it, and I'm just going to be a team guy?
I mean, if you're a part of a team, of a team that you that you like, you know, you guys have been successful. You know, don't get me wrong. Like, as a back, or I mean, I'm assuming as any player at any position, you want to be in there every single play. But you know, sometimes the game doesn't go, you know, as planned, or sometimes the game, you know, calls for sudden change, or you just never know what happens. So you just always got to stay prepared. That's all you can, I mean, that's all I can really tell you about that. You know, it's just something that you know, you can't be frustrated and you can't be mad about when you're 12-2. You know, you've won 12 games, only lost two. There's nothing to argue about, you know. Whatever we're doing that's making it work, you know, we want to continue to do it, whether it's, you know, whether you're part of it or not, or whether you're getting the ball a lot or not, everyone knows what the ultimate goal is, you know, so we continue to strive for that, whether it's, you know, one guy playing, two guys playing, however many.
The last three games, the overall carries have been down. In your last three games, you had single-digit carries. Is that a little surprising?
You can't predict it, you know. It's not something that you can predict. It's not something that you can just, you know, go out there and be like, all right, I know I'm going to get this amount of carries, so just be ready for it. You know, it's just something that, you know, that happens throughout the course of the game. It might be a guy that has a hot hand, or, you know, it might be a game to where guys, you know, it might be a game plan to where, you know, it's suitable for his specialties. You know, you just never know what the case is. So you just got to stay prepared for it.
Toward that step for you guys, you know, this week, the clinch home field throughout. I mean, how crucial is this weekend, whether it's the Vikings doing it, whether it's you guys doing it for yourselves on Monday?
We control our own destiny. We want to make sure we keep it that way. We don't want to have to depend on the Vikings or anyone else, you know, in order for us to get what we want and what we're working towards. We do everything, you know, that's in the best interest for us and our team. So we're going to go out there and try. I mean, obviously, you want to win every single game you play. We're going to go out there and try our best to get this win and clinch what we have and clinch what we want to clinch. And, you know, obviously, these guys are a tough opponent. They're not slouches. Obviously, you know, they got a lot of great players on their team, you know, especially on the defensive side with Khalil and Bruce Irvin and Bowman and all those guys. So we just got to make sure that we put ourselves in the best position to give ourselves a chance to do what we want to do and have it our way throughout the playoffs.
What do you think the atmosphere will be like Christmas night?
I'm assuming it's going to be really crazy. I've never played in a Christmas game before, so I'm assuming it's going to be really crazy. I know a lot of people that are there probably got tickets as Christmas gifts, you know. So I'm hoping it's going to be really crazy. I mean, we've traveled, we've had crazy crowds, you know, the entire season here. We've traveled to LA with our fans, so I'm assuming it's going to be good.